Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull, Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern. Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Another day in paradise, and hour number two of the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. 100 days, the President of the United States. Talk about accomplishments and questions, etc. That's all coming up on this Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Oh, heat up the oven, mama. I'm ready for some of that impeachment cobbler. Woo!
Wow.
We haven't had that in a while, have we?
Yeah, but we've had it so many times, it's got so old.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to believe that you'd ever get tired of impeachment cobbler. Mm-hmm. But yes, we were served it so many times during President Trump's first 4 years.
It's a favorite of the left, you know.
Apparently it is.
Yeah.
And a congressman by the name of Sri Thaneeder, I'm not positive here, out of Michigan, has reportedly introduced articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump.
Oh, my goodness.
Who has a clear mandate from Americans to enact his agenda, right? Mm-hmm. But this guy is accusing him of obstruction.
Oh, brother, here we go.
Obstruction of justice, abuse of trade powers, and tyranny, among other items. Tyranny.
Huh.
Wow.
Has he told us what kind of stoves we can have?
No.
Has he tried to force electric cars down our throats?
No. Has he told you what size your big gulp can be?
No.
No? He hasn't done that either.
Doesn't sound very tyrannical to me.
It doesn't sound even authoritarian.
No, not in the least.
Wow. Okay.
That's crazy.
Well, this congressman took to X on Monday that announced he was officially filing a resolution to impeach President Trump. And it goes like this, blah, 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 blah. Heard it all before, blah, 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 blah.
Been there, done that.
Bunch of baloney, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. All politically motivated, blah, blah. Yeah.
I think that's about it.
Yeah, I don't want to go any deeper.
Well, there's no need, because it's like, you know, that's deep enough.
I kind of spelled it out, didn't I?
Yeah.
Deplane! 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 Boss, deplane! Deplane is in the water.
Oh.
Deplane is in the water.
That plane, that's a problem. I know what you're talking about.
I bet you do.
Somebody's going to get a bill.
This whole thing has just stirred up a nest.
Oh, I see what you did there. I see what you, and everybody else will in a moment.
Now the payoff pitch.
Yes.
An FA-18 Super Hornet fighter jet.
Hornet nest. That's the contrast.
Has been reported to be lost at sea.
Now, we're not talking about flying around and got lost.
Negative. We're not saying they ran out of gas.
No.
Negative.
No.
It was actually under tow. You know, the little little contraption comes out, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's the Zamboni.
Of the military. It is, kind of. Yeah.
And, of the aircraft carrier. It's the Zamboni of the aircraft carrier. Anyway, I guess the Zamboni just kept on going. It went into the water, and so did the F/A-18 Super Hornet.
It's going to come out of somebody's check.
DePlane!
Oh, yeah.
DePlane is in the water.
Big time.
I don't think they got it back.
No, they didn't.
In a press release from the Office of the Navy Chief of Information, it was revealed that in addition to losing F/A-18 Super Hornet fighter, the tow tractor had also been lost. You know, I bet you they could replace that fairly easily. The tractor.
Yeah.
I think it's the plane.
They're not that expensive.
Yeah.
The
aircraft carrier, the Harry S. Truman, USS Harry S. Truman, was operating in the Red Sea. And the move crew was reported to have, quote unquote, lost control of the aircraft.
That's such a professional way of, we lost the plane and it fell off the ship.
Well, I mean, if you first heard that and you're like, hey, nothing against you guys, but you're ground crew. I mean, unless you got kicked out of flight school in the last week.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have been in control of the aircraft.
You had one job. Move the plane.
And we towed it as fast as we could, and we towed it too fast and went over the edge. I mean, seriously.
That's got to be embarrassing.
Wow.
I mean, can you imagine you're the main person in charge of that crew and you're seeing this Hornet just like drop off into the ocean? He's thinking, oh, the paperwork.
Now you know why the jet jockeys don't get in the plane until it's ready to go. Right?
They know better. Yeah. That's hilarious.
A U.S. official said the initial reports from the scene indicated that the Truman made a hard turn to evade Houthi fire, which contributed to the fighter jet falling overboard. The Houthi, or Houthi, however you want to say it, rebel group claimed on Monday to have relaunched a drone and missile attack on the aircraft carrier, which is in the Red Sea. And I am not bragging here. I'm just stating for fact that I've been on an F/A-18 Hornet.
Uh-huh.
I've had the privilege, huge privilege, of flying with the Blue Angels. These guys are awesome. These planes are awesome. I just, if they're given the order, I'm not saying they have or haven't, I don't know, but if they're given the order, I mean, they would decimate any locations where they think any of these drones are being flown. And that probably was part of what Hegseth did the other day. Remember it was on the signal chat? Mm-hmm. Because they did have 18s in the air.
Yep.
So...
Now we're blaming the driver of the ship.
Now, you
a
think,
hard turn.
Now, you think somebody's going to come along and try to retrieve it?
Like somebody else?
Yeah.
I don't know. How deep's the water there? It depends. Only so many people can do that.
Well, only so many people have a winch that big, and you just got to hope that, you know, some redneck from the south has been deployed there.
He's got a big winch and a lot of cable.
Can we take that off your F-250? At the beginning of April, President Donald Trump posted a video to social media showing U.S. military strike on the Iran-backed Houthi rebels that were targeting the U.S. ships in the Red Sea. Yeah, this one is it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess one sailor was sustained a minor injury.
But I can see it happening. And I wondered if the water, or now we're realizing it was actually the change of direction of the ship. You're pulling this thing along, and all of a sudden the ship takes a turn. You've got waves. You know, you've got the rise and fall. And I can see how it happens when you're in motion on the deck.
I've never been on a carrier.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine something that would be more stable in the water than that. I mean, I don't know that it, how much it does kind of rise and fall, if you will. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe somebody who's been on a carrier can kind of give us that feeling. Because if it turned quickly, I mean, because it's so massive, it can only turn so quickly.
Right.
I don't know. Accidents happen. Nobody's perfect. House passes Take It Down Act. I'll explain what that is coming up after What's bugging you? This is a chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And the only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So don't be one of those. But call in now, 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Another day in paradise. Here we are. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. It is your turn to weigh in and hopefully get something off your chest. What's bugging you? 877-975-9825. Call it now. If you don't get through right away, try back and don't be shy. All right? Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. So it's roads. I know you guys probably think I only focus on roads, but I'm a courier, so I drive around Gainesville a lot. Electric County and the city of Gainesville, I think they are determined to not let anybody go downtown. I mean, several years ago, they narrowed Main Street. They have taken away the parking. But now, the latest is 8th Avenue between 6th Street and Main Street. I saw all these barrels up there, and it's like, well, what in the heck are they doing? They have taken the outside lanes closest to the sidewalks and made the entire lane a bike lane.
Wow.
I mean, you can't get through that stoplight on Main Street as it is. Now they have narrowed it down, so you cannot. I can't wait to see how far back that traffic backed up.
Well, you know, they're just trying to make it a walkable community, or perhaps maybe you ride a bicycle. There's no need for these, energy-consuming vehicles to be on the road, and the public needs to get some exercise and stuff.
You know, what if you're a mom with three kids and you're going to get groceries and you got to go?
Well, they hate you. You're called a breeder, okay? So you're a breeder destroying the
planet. They probably even show up at school board meetings.
Yeah. You're a breeder with a bunch of kids that are using up all the resources of the planet. They they actually hate you, so this is probably part of an evil plan to make your life miserable. I'm only partially joking. I mean, the mindset has been, since I've been here for over 23 years, is they can ride bikes, they can use public transportation. Because, that's good. That's good for them. Mm-hmm. Not even thinking about, Johnny's got to, piano lessons and little Susie's got to go to soccer practice. I don't know. They don't care because children doesn't enter into the equation for them.
I could be wrong, but I bet the mayor of Gainesville does not jump on the bus there on 16th, to go downtown to go to work or anything like that.
You know, right on that. If he has rode it, we stand in correction, but I'm not sure he has.
I mean, he's right there, not far from a bus stop. So, I'm just saying.
Well, what are you waiting for? Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Quick bugging from me. Doggy door.
Yeah?
You measure the doggy door, then you go on the internets and you try to order it.
Okay, seems simple.
First I'd check maybe local hardware store or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know where Betsy found this thing because...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so...
You have big dogs. You got decent-sized dogs.
Yeah, they are. It's like an extra-large door.
Yeah.
But the door itself has been pretty beat up over the years. So what started out as what should have been a $16 project, I think it's going to be closer to $600.
Because I thought you were going to end up having to replace the whole thing anyway. So,
yeah. That's kind of... Wow. I wanted to try to avoid that or at least stave it off.
Yeah.
But...
Especially if you're doing the door, do you want to go ahead and do a new frame? And if you're doing the new frame, and then the...
Especially with recent expenditures. You know what I mean?
Potato.
All right, call in now. 877-975-9825. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Sounds like we need the Parting of the Red Sea 2.0 to find the plane that fell off. But What's bugging me, and I may have missed something, is that Trump hasn't yet reinstituted stay in Mexico for all those fake asylum seekers who enter through a port of entry. I need to look that up, but they don't have a right to enter and strain our resources while they wait 7 years for their asylum meeting, so that bugs me.
Well, I know that we have had like a minute amount of actual crossings.
Oh, yeah, it's like nothing.
And I know that he previously did have an agreement, wait in Mexico. I'm not 100% sure of what the status is on that. So, yeah, we'll try to find that out.
I'll tell you what bugs me. I'll just kind of springboard off what Pam was talking about, because it's a common problem. It's not just roads. And that is the disconnect between the average person in the public and, I'll do air quotes here, and we'll use Gainesville as an example, since that's what she's talking about. The disconnect between common sense of what a lot of people would want or expect from their local government versus all the agendas and all the programs and the big plans and the big picture things and the green this and, hey, let's own a cable company. And it's like, no, we want just basics from you downtown. Fill in your town. You don't need all the extra garbage that you are not really even equipped to do. Just keep it simple.
Oh, they're going to put a ton of money into, you know, the whole public transportation thing, even though, you know, the demand is not all that high. But they're going to push, promote it, and spend a bunch of money on it because it helps them to, I guess, feel good about what they do. But you're right. They have their own agenda, and it definitely lacks common sense. Let's go to Paul. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, John. You don't have time for everything that's bugging me, but back to the topic of the Super Hornet going off the carrier. Did a quick little Google search, YouTube, high-speed maneuver USS Nimitz. It's doing a hard rudder turn. The list on this thing, how much it's heeling over. If your cup of coffee was on the table, it might slide off. You guys might want to pull that up and have a look at it.
Impressive.
Wow.
That's a turn.
Yeah, it is. Huh.
I feel that way when I get out of the bed in the morning. I kind of list one way and kind of feel like I'm going to tip over, but that's way early. So,
well, I know that feeling. Be careful if you do, you know, go down. You don't want to hurt one of your wings.
I know.
Your chicken wings.
Yeah, really. That'd be bad.
some late stragglers.
Timing.
Yeah, it's everything.
Yeah.
So we're going to move forward. But, you know, we'll open up the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines at some point, and we'll get your input in there. It is 728, and you're listening to The Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy, and it passed in the House 409-2. What is the Take It Down Act? I'll explain next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:35, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm going to tell you what the Take It Down Act is that passed the House overwhelmingly in just a second, but I want to remind you, the Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally download your podcast, you know, like Apple or Spotify, or the Audacy app, AUDACY. And all you have to do is click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. Great interviews, etc. Also, I wanted to mention real quick, because we're going to have a special guest on tomorrow related to this, or Thursday, I think. The Big Car Show, Hot Rodding for Heroes. This time they're going to be in High Springs there at the brewery. And this is going on this Saturday, from 2 until 6. Yep, that's in High Spring this Saturday. High Spring this Saturday, 2 to 6. It is the 4th semi-annual Hot Rodding for Heroes car show, and it is co-hosted by the Marine Corps League, open to all cars and motorcycles. Car registration is $25. Spectators, free. Big Mills Cheesesteaks on site, 1 p.m. all the way to 8:30, serving up their award-winning Philly cheesesteaks. So make sure you swing by and check out some of the sweet rides, great brews, Philly cheesesteaks. Yeah, it sounds like a great event. I wouldn't be surprised if Greg Cassidy at one point or another doesn't make a not so rare appearance. And like other people, just sort of salivating over some of the fine rides.
Yeah, it could happen.
It could happen.
It could happen.
I would love to go. I will be heading out of town to see my sister.
Wow.
Who goes to visit my ex-wife, but that's another story. Yeah, it is what it is. Anyway,
yeah.
She's my sister and I love her, and so I can go out of my way a little bit. I don't mind.
Too much.
But I won't but I won't be at the car show. I don't think
that's okay.
It's not gonna work.
I will look at the cars and have some of the food and we'll think of you.
You can take a couple pictures.
Oh yeah.
Especially if you see an old Ford Torino.
Oh yeah.
Because that was my first car. It was a 71 Ford Torino.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look like anything that would ever make it to a car show.
Right.
But I have fond memories, and if, you know, the souped-up one was available, well, I guess they're just out of my league.
They got pricey, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I wish the economy would just completely tank, and I could get one of those cars cheap.
And then have it come back.
Right? Well, of course. I only want it to happen for a week.
This is the guy who just got a new Harley last weekend. And I say last weekend like it was so many days ago. It's only Tuesday. And you got your new Harley on...
Saturday.
Isn't that so first world problem? I got a new Harley 3 days ago. Man, I wish I had a Torino.
Well, the good Lord keeps just raining down blessings on me, and I'm like, what am I going to do with this money now?
Can't say no. If only, right?
I definitely...
But then you lament having to go out to replace a new door that could cost $600. But see, I totally get that. I won't pay $50 for a pair of blue jeans. But then I see a gun that I like,
right.
or a car, or a Jeep. Oh, yeah, I'll go spend that, but I won't spend the $50.
Right. And so look, this is another one of those. I already have a motorcycle, and it runs fine. It's getting older, but, I can get by, and I shouldn't complain, and I'm not complaining.
Right.
But then the other part of your brain goes, especially when you hear friends and family, many of which are a lot younger or around your age, all these ailments and people getting sick and people dying. And after a while you go, I want to be responsible in my retirement years, so I got to protect that. However, if I can enjoy my life in the meantime, I probably should take advantage of it.
Well, you can, because you don't know. Right, exactly.
So, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that?
I did it. It is,
It's a good-looking bike, though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. So the House passed it.
That was passed it sense.
Yeah, I'm feeling under the weather, and I mean, maybe that's not an excuse, but it is.
But you'll
It definitely affects you. Anyway, have you heard of the Take It Down Act? The House passed this 409-2. So, hey, Democrats and Republicans do agree on some things. This criminalizes the posting of real and AI-generated sexually explicit photos without a person's consent. And I think moving forward, this would probably be a big deal. So it's good that they're addressing it now. And why moving forward? Because they're already doing it. They're using AI-generated images. Like, say, one of their school friends, take a picture and then run it through AI, and, that it'll give you an image where they're not wearing clothes, okay? And it's just, it's nasty. It's the nasty world that we live in. So this will be one way to help address that, okay? It would require covered platforms to remove non-consensual, intimate visual depictions. The Take It Down Act generally prohibits the non-consensual online publication of intimate visual depictions of individuals, both authentic and computer-generated, and requires certain online platforms to promptly remove such depictions upon receiving notice of their existence. And it has been supported by First Lady Melania Trump. It's also co-sponsored by Senators Amy Klobuchar, Bill Cassidy, Cory Booker, John Barrasso, Marsha Blackburn. I mean, you've got the who's who on both sides of the aisle here. In an interview with ABC News prior to the bill's passage, Senator Ted Cruz was asked how often lawmakers are working across party lines. Well, that's when he explained the Take It Down Act. Protecting the victims of non-consensual intimate images, he highlighted the bill's passage. It's a huge bipartisan victory. So, and it is. And that's maybe one of the areas of focus. If you know where there is no agreement, unless you can find a way around a filibuster, this might be the way to go. Let's address the issues that we agree need to be addressed, and then work on those.
Sure.
And you might not get everything you want. Nobody will. But, you know, come the midterms, if people see fit, maybe mm-hmm. the Republicans will gain a few seats instead of losing them, like would typically be the case in this, the way the setup is right now.
And if nothing else, a lot of good things got done. And that's why we send you to Washington, D.C. in the first place. Not that... just to get rich.
Really?
Yeah. I know, it's crazy talk. Yeah. Man. All those millionaires.
I know, I'm like $175,000 a year, but, you know, I'd have to live in two places at once. Washington, D.C. is not cheap.
Oh, no.
You know, it's not like you're going to make money, so to speak. And then you realize, no, wait a second. Huh. I would just do whatever the other folks are doing that they don't talk too much about.
Uh-huh.
Because, what is it, like AOC? When she have a multi-million dollar net?
Who knows what she does for her money? I don't know. I don't want.
Hey, but anyway, talking about, you know, trying to get things done, we are going to air the Trump Town Hall first 100 days, and that is tomorrow night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on The Sky, co-hosted by Bill O'Reilly. You might want to check that out. All right? What else do we have going on? Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Gorka.
Now,
I like the way he talks. You know, he's almost a pirate.
He could be.
You know?
He could be.
Just saying.
I don't know how many Eastern Bloc country pirates, you know, came from.
No, but he's got that sound.
He does.
So what's he up to?
You know, can we call him Dr. Seabass? You like that?
Yes.
Dr. Seabass.
Yes, as in Sebastian. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
He's talking about the 100 days. And he said, 100 days? Oh, why 100? Why not 200? Why not 6 months? And he said, because journalists are, well, they're often lazy. Yeah. So that's one of the reasons why you get a 100-day analysis, I guess. Nevertheless, it is 100 days in office. And he says, we are always answerable to the American people on any day. So there are the things 77 million citizens should know about what President Trump has achieved to make America safe again. And he talks about some of the leadership, and he said instead of denying the growing threat of global jihadism, as the Biden regime did, and targeting instead like Virginia Catholics for being Catholic, you've got Trump taking the issue very, very seriously.
Nice.
And that is one of the things that the media doesn't seem to spend much time on anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we'll dig in a little bit further. We've got plenty more on the stove, just a simmering away, my friends. Hang in there. It is 7:45, and you've got the Bob Rose Show on, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky. It's like dating in today's world. What is it, slide right or whatever?
Mm.
Slide right to find somebody that interests you.
Swiping. Yep.
Swipe. Whatever.
Yep.
You know what I mean. 7:50 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. And North Korea confirms troop presence in Ukraine war. What does it have to do with swiping or dating? Because a handsome feller by the name of Trump went and tried to, he tried to romance that Kim Jong-un, you know? And he brought that guy in a wedding dress with him. That Rodman fella. Remember him?
Yep.
From the NBA?
Yep.
Boy, he could rebound. But he did look silly in that wedding dress. Anyway, he was friends. Dennis Rodman was good friends with Kim Jong-un. It kind of helped to open the door. So Trump goes there and actually visits him. I think Trump showed him, gave him sort of a taste, a vision, if you will, of what life could be like for North Koreans if instead of being against most of the world, certainly against the West, that, you know, if you decided to, you know, take some of those missiles down and work in a cooperative manner, life could be so much better for your people. And I think Trump sold him on it. I do. Then I think the elders, the commie elders, got a hold of him and just about choked him out and said, the heck you are. You stick with the commies.
And he's always got to be concerned and looking over his shoulder of that evil sister of his.
Well, that's a whole other wrinkle.
She's more in line with them.
So you get the hardcores. Now, you know, China has always been kind of, you know, that's been their big brother, for lack of a better term, or that's been their steady, maybe. And now they're looking around and going, hey, what about that country, that Rusky country? I mean, you got to admit, there is something about the fur that goes around the hoods of some of those coats and those hats they wear. I mean, they are cool.
Yeah.
So Kim Jong-un, you know, anything to cover that haircut. So here's the deal. The communist government of North Korea confirmed on Monday it had sent troops to fight against Ukrainian forces in Kursk, Russia, the border region that Ukraine attacked August 24 after 2 years of Russian invasion. Now, Pyongyang's cooperation with Moscow opened what's called, quote unquote, a new chapter in history between the two countries. And that followed a statement from the Kremlin claiming that Russia had liberated Kursk from Ukrainian control and commanding North Korea, Korea's role in that operation. Now, the Ukrainian government has since denied that it is operating in the region. For most of its existence, in its modern state, North Korea has relied almost exclusively on communist China for military and economic support. Current dictator Kim Jong-un has realigned North Korea away from China toward Russia. Most significantly, signing a mutual defense treaty last year that immediately preceded the first reports of North Korean forces fighting Ukraine. So that agreement actually could embolden Kim Jong-un. And it's, remember, it's not just him. He deals with the hardliners, the hardcore, at the top of his party. So he's going to feel, or they are going to feel, a little bit more empowered. Like, hey, we can start trouble, and Russia's going to back us up. They sign an agreement. So, yes,
yeah.
When you try to break it down a little bit, it's not a good thing.
No.
It is not a good thing. The North Korean military had explained, this is from their, you know, rhetoric playbook, whatever, performing heroic feats in the operations to repulse and annihilate the grave sovereignty infringement by the Ukrainian authorities. Oh, now who infringed first? But anyway, the Ukrainian authorities who invaded the territory of the Russian Federation and completely liberate the occupied area of Kursk. Okay. Kim Jong-un issued a personal statement celebrating the heroism and bravery of his forces in aiding the Ukraine invasion and announced that his government, presiding over a populace regularly on the brink of starvation, would spend money to build a monument to the battle feats in our capital city and flowers of praying for the immortality given by the motherland, and the people would be placed before the tombstones of the fallen soldiers. So, yeah, they can't keep the lights on, but maybe a couple hours a day.
Yeah.
They cook things on, you know, chunks of coal and charcoal to heat their houses with the same things. It's just a terribly poor country, really, for lack of a better term, except at the very top of the communist government. See how that works?
That's how that works.
Yeah. So it's not a good thing. Just another thing, though, that we have to deal with. And then, what about Russia? Are they feeling emboldened? Because we got us, you want to talk about proxies, we got proxy soldiers. Politically, probably good for Putin, because when people go, oh, as long as I don't have to go, you know, fight, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Right? So Russia's Putin has unilaterally announced a 72-hour humanitarian truce with Ukraine to coincide with celebrations to mark the 80th anniversary of the defeat of Nazi Germany, prompting Ukraine to question why Russia is still dragging its heels on a full 30-day ceasefire. The Russian armed forces will cease hostilities for humanitarian reasons. So they're celebrating the defeat of Germany. And quite frankly, we couldn't have done it without them. I know the history books don't like to spend too much time, many of them, talking about the efforts of the Russian army, the relentlessness and the battles that they fought and the manpower and so many people that they lost. They were tough.
Yep.
And I don't know that certainly Nazi Germany wouldn't have been defeated as quickly, for sure. But maybe, possibly, no, not at all. Well, we had to rein in Nazi Germany, right? They were doing bad things and they were going into Poland and going into other countries. And isn't that kind of what Russia's doing now?
It's a little deja vu going on there, Bob.
Except they're on the wrong side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Huh.
But let's celebrate stopping the bad guys, and you're now the bad guys.
Okay. Yeah. I guess they probably don't see it the same way. Yeah. Just imagining. So much more to talk about on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling.